as little
Christ.
Oh, we're now growing up, welded by love,
welded by love,
all one family. Bullocks and doves.
Bullocks and doves.
Ah,
ah, ah, ah,
hath been given to us, all things that we need,
all things that we need
for our daily life,
our ministry,
hath been given to
us,
things pertaining to life.
And for this life,
and forever, given to me,
hath been given to me,
outside of me,
outside of me,
the fullness of God,
fullness of God,
fullness of Christ,
fullness of God.
When a need appears,
when a need appears,
in my mind, heart, or body,
in my mind, heart, body.
Just take my hand,
just take my hand,
and press his life in,
and press his life in.
And I confess,
and I confess,
hath been given. When I see a need,
when I see a need,
in my family,
in my family,
I go to confessing,
go to confessing,
what's given me to believe,
what's given me to believe,
that need hath been,
that need hath been
already supplied. Because you said before we ask,
she said before we ask,
we'd have the answer.
Have the answer.
Ah. when I come before the Father to speak to Him.
I don't come
like some John, Paul, or Jim, but I come in the person of Christ.
Just as Jesus,
I talk to my Father,
and I say,
Father, I come. In the person of Christ,
in the person of Christ,
boldly,
without shame,
clothed upon your Son and your name,
when I stand before others
to look or speak
through the eyes of Jesus,
I look, speak, or weep,
not in weakness
or religious humility.
But just as Jesus,
who's clothed upon me,
Religious piety,
arrogant pride.
So taking my mantle,
I say hath been destroyed.
I wipe myself,
creating a void.
Then I follow up and press his life in.
The life of his Son.
And so line by line,
day after day,
The fullness works,
which is already mine,
not waiting for a time,
not waiting for a rebuke,
with a spirit of violence,
I enter and take
what others have suffered,
what Jesus has given,
following an example
of Brother Pruitt,
who can't be stopped
by Satan or man. demons by his own way. I take the kingdom in violence with him. And so this family goes with him. In the person of Christ,
in the person of Christ, I look around,
and seeing our needs, and reaching inside, by an action of faith.
Jesus comes
out of my flesh
and leads us into
an action of faith,
to destroy
Sunday morning blues.
Just like religion.
Planted long ago.
I come to you.
And say, half been destroyed. Hath been destroyed. Everyone, take your mantle all up and down your body. All things living hath died. All things living hath died. Religious piety.
Arrogant pride.
All things living hath died.
most of the world. Have lived your life without any fear of God. You feared what man would say about you. You feared condemnation of Satan. You feared failure. You feared everything except God. Some of you are still trapped in this thing. This is the surest way that I know to be destroyed. The surest way I know to live a life in ignorance of God, the true God, is to live it without fear in respect of the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Out of religion in your own way. I've looked upon religious preachers knowing they didn't have anything or any power over you. Some of you trapped by Satan, begin to look at me that way. Oh, no matter what I do, Brother Pruitt's going to love me. That's not true. You're looking at a minister of God that will have to absolutely destroy you if God speaks. I mean, and not play with it. My life, most of you do. You know, God called in me to love without respect of persons. Also called in me to bring judgment without respect of persons. Doesn't he? That I speak, I judge you not, but the words that I speak, they judge you with fire and destruction, death and hell that follows quickly. Some of you have been playing around with people. I rejoiced greatly in last night's service guessing some of them took some people that were resisting and mantled them out of this building. Some of you still resisted moving in authority and the love that abhors evil. Try to play with these people, flesh around with them, gather them into the kingdom. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be partakers of their sins. And once you do, if I ever have to strike them, you'll go with them. No matter how well-meaning Satan tells you are in your heart, once you sit up and let a person speak against me and you don't do anything about it, you're in the same judgment that he's in. You want me to prove it to you? Command it very plain. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, except in the presence of two or three witnesses. You want to wash your hands of it, say, come on. Go get Brother Ron, Jesse, Jerry, or any of the other elders, Donnie, say, now tell them the same thing you told me. Say, I don't want to go, then whack them with your mantle, say, leave me alone. Same judgment passes upon that those that hear and love a lie as the ones that make a lie. I know what you've done. Satan has gotten some of you into thinking that you can do this thing by just some kind of fleshly connection and love with people. You won't have to deal with them, Satan in them. It won't work. Will it? They'll devour you. Down you'll go with them. A lot of other things I could say to you. This morning we want to get an understanding of the judgment of God. And then we want to get a blessing of the Lord afterwards as he leads us into just how to correct this thing in our life in one great big swipe of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? There's a day appointed when the dead shall rise. And stand before God, there to be judged,
there to be judged
for their life's work, these done in their body, at the great white throne, judged by fire. Now listen, I did not lay out the plan of judgment. It wasn't given to me, that privilege. But God laid it out through his chosen ministers. And that's the way it hath been done. He didn't choose me to lay out his plan of judgment. But be it known unto you that he chose me to execute. Listen to it. Through a chosen man of God, John the Apostle. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verses 11 through 15. Listen to it. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. God revealed sitting on the throne of judgment, so powerful. That the brightness of his wrath blots out even the visions of the heavens and the earth. Do you stand before him blinded? How do you know that, Brother Pruitt? Because it's written. In the judgment, the trial and the judgment of Jesus Christ. They blindfolded him. Everything that happened to Jesus will happen to you for disobedience. They blindfolded him, spat on him, and hit him. Okay. Don't believe that? And I saw you, each one of you, stand before the throne, and the terror I felt, and the terror I saw upon your face is hard to describe. It made me weep. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to the works done in this body, every deed is recorded against you. From the time you were saved, when all was blotted out, from then on, every act of disobedience was recorded in the book to be read in judgment against you. But a merciful God and a loving God hath now opened the books to me. I look at your life and I see the things written that'll bring you to judgment, fire, destruction. Lord, begin to make me realize how that I, by the word of knowledge and discerning of spirits, was reading your page in that book of judgment. I saw you, many of you, with your page full. I begin to weep because he let me know there's no way for you to escape. And I offered my step to him. Father, take with me and do with me what you want to. Only work out in me some revealing of Christ and some wisdom of yours that I might deliver it to blot out all those things against each life, out of those books. Work out in me a wisdom to keep them blotted clean. Learned a secret many years ago, and I want you to listen to this. In my suffering, that our Father God cannot refuse. It's a law of his, no matter who you are. Want you in love, offer yourself to him by the fruit of your lips for the deliverance and the service of another person or groups of people. He can't refuse it. He's got to take you, and he's got to do just exactly what you sacrificed yourself to him for. You know this? He has made it one of his laws. He cannot refuse a love sacrifice. You go give yourself to him for wisdom and love to deliver another person, and he'll take you. You may suffer, but he'll take you and he'll carve away that old flesh of yours, that old resistance of yours, until Christ will begin to come forth clearly with wisdom and power to deliver that person or persons that you've sacrificed yourself for. Did you know that? You know it now, don't you? And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and the grave delivered up the dead which were in them. Death and the grave. You know why? Because at this resurrection, the sleeping in death in the grave will be destroyed. Oh, yeah. You'll go immediately into your judgment or into your reward. Change in a twinkle of an eye. I don't care what you think about it religiously. It just ain't so what they taught you. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and the grave delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death for you, or any disobedient Christian that goes on in the fullness. Listen to it and fear. Everything about you at your end of life must be exactly like Jesus Christ. Everything else shall be destroyed in the second day. My judgment, my judgment. Now, if you think you can buy yourself, enter in fullness of Christ for your life, then you're welcome to try. But I warn you plainly, you'll never make it without God's chosen man. Being led by an independent religious demon. Many of you are deceived by Satan. You think that you can enter in without acceptance. God's chosen. In the scripture, it was written plain, obey those have the rule over you, or they watch for your soul. To lead you to the fullness of Christ, that is their command. Shall take and follow after, and then after these words are engrafted in you, then you go on in to the fullness of life. I'm going to tell you until you plain. I'm seeing as a foundation ministry. You take obedience to what I minister by going through these exact message and words, and you hook on to the foundation, and you build your ministry into that foundation. Now, if you don't build into the foundation, it's going to fall. Spirit and truth. Believe this? Sure. And I'll tell you again, each one of you, man or woman, you have a specialized ministry that's greater than my ministry. But you can't enter into it until you take my ministry as a foundation and get it obeyed exactly in your life in spirit and truth, and then you move into your ministry. No other way. This is the plan of God. Building of the kingdom. He can't have you building ministries all over the land and then trying to tie them together without the foundation. You build a house without a foundation, it falls. I don't care how good the walls are. It has nothing to anchor. I recommend, after we get through this morning, that you begin to diligently all these messages, been ministered to you and been copying. They've been copying for you. And you begin to diligently seek to enter into the same spirit that you felt and saw demonstrated through me and some of the other ministers, but especially through me. And then build your life from there. I know you don't believe that you've got a greater ministry than I have, but you have if you accept the foundation. If you don't accept the foundation, you've got nothing but a bunch of dung. Try to enter in, Brother Ron, to love without authority that you've seen moving in my life, you'll mess up everything. Of course, you know, the devil tells you now you can have that love. Leave the authority to Brother Foote, but it won't work. Never. True, perfected love of God. Loves the people, but absolutely abhors Satan and them. Now the word abhor is a stronger word than hate. It's stronger than hate. It means to just absolutely destroy. I wish I had another word for it, but you can feel it by the Spirit, don't you? Love Brother Eddie, but those demons in him, I just hated him. Eddie knew it too. Every time I come around, he's uncomfortable, you know. Earl, same way. Trying to cover up with a bunch of lies and multitude of words, you know. Isn't he knew I was looking right down inside. What you laughing for, Dot? You the same way. I couldn't even go in the house down there. You wanted to offer me something deep to get my mouth full where I wouldn't talk to you about something. That's the reason I'm fat as I am now. Didn't want me to talk to them. They just wanted me to eat and sit there. See? Most time I just eat and sit there and look at them. They know they had failed in covering up anything. Lift your hand, Brother Eddie, and rejoice that it's come. Oh. Now here, do that this morning. Here is the wisdom the Lord gave me that will absolutely blot out and keep your book blotted clean. Are you ready for that secret? A multitude of sins. Many things may be wrong in your life. What if you come to your Father in love and offer your body as a love sacrifice, then an offer of love covers a multitude of sins. You know that's in the Scripture. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. The precious blood. I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. be begotten sons of my Father God. His life he gave in the place of me. Why should I choose my own way when I'm not my own, not even for days? Why should I choose my own thoughts when my mind is yours in every way? Making the sacrifice now. Father, why should I plan my own destiny when my Father God, you now own me, now own me, body, soul, and life. I am like clay in the potter's hand, molded and made whatever you choose, shaped into a body like unto yours, for your purpose be done in earth. Father God, I offer to you, in love my body and my life, for you to receive and do what you choose. Use my body a sacrifice. Father, I submit unto you my mind that I have as a sacrifice. Take it and purge it. Do whatever you choose. Leave it all mine that you can use. Listen to that doctrine of the Apostle Paul now on sacrifice. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body a living sacrifice. Jesus Christ suffered in death that you might deeper. must deny himself daily, take up his cross and follow me, make himself a daily love sacrifice, not my will but thine be done, thy perfect will in earth be done, in my body, my soul and life, I say it has been done. Feel it moving all over. You can't understand it, can you? Now I want to explain a mystery to you. Just keep moving there. Jesus Christ, as your sacrifice, come here, Brother John, was beaten with stripes of pain all over his body. His body was absolute, lacerated with a scourge of cords. Why? Because one of the judgments pronounced against you and against me in the flesh is that God must absolutely destroy your flesh by beating it to a pulp in judgment. So he took upon him all of your stripes. Every one of your stripes of judgment and pain. So that you can enter in and be absolutely by the Holy Ghost. With a fire of grace and love, you could absolutely be saturated, whipped, striped, or whatever you want to call it, as a love sacrifice to God. You couldn't come any other way. Oh, Father, I present this love sacrifice to you, striped with the fire of your love and grace and purified. Watch. Feel it? Then Paul the Apostle, also a sacrifice to work out love and grace, the doctrines of love and grace. He was striped how many times? How many times did he? Off time. He'd whip, they'd whip him 39 times, stripes. 40 times was supposed to kill him. And a sacrifice to you to prove love and grace of God. So that you wouldn't have to, you take his teachings. You never have to suffer stripes anymore. You suffer stripes of love and grace. John the Apostle, his judgment, many it was his judgment, much was his judgment. He suffered many things. But the main thing that he finished for you, Christ in him finished for you, is he suffered many years in loneliness on the Isle of Patmos, dry and seeking the Lord, so that you would never have another dry day spiritually in your life if you accept. What did you suffer, Brother Pruitt? Well, a lot of things, but I suffered to work out what had already been given through those minutes. And I would suffer doing my own way until I accepted each one of those works of Christ working through the ministry. Then the suffering would be gone. Many years suffered. So that I could present it to you in purity, and you won't even have to go through that research and suffering. All right? Father, I present myself. Oh, a sacrifice of love, purified with your fire and grace. Oh, oh, my mind purified. Oh, come on, Paul. Well, that doesn't seem quite right, Brother Pruitt. That's the only way he can build a kingdom of love in the earth. You can't ever one of you suffer the same chastisement and pain that they did as your substitute. You never will make it.